Sorry, didn't mean to scare you there. Well, maybe just a little bit. How are you doing today, sweetheart? I know I can't hear your answer, but it just seems nice to ask, right? Well, in case you're wondering, my day's going lovely. Work was boring, as usual, but at least I had some free time to make this little surprise audio for you. I know we haven't seen each other in a few days because of my trip, but I promise I'm going to be home in a couple days, and then we can do whatever you want. But until then, here's a little gift. Hopefully you're following the instructions I left. Hopefully you're out in public right now, leaving work or class. Wherever you are, you better be around other people. If you're not, just hit pause, baby. I need you to be exactly where I want you. Can you do that for me? Good girl. Now, look at all the people around you. You don't have to make eye contact, but look at their faces. Look at how different everyone is. Imagine how everyone is leading different lives, how many of them are heading to work, leaving work. The ones wearing headphones, what are they listening to? Music? Podcasts? Surely they're not listening to something like you are. Look at their bodies. Look at how they interact with each other. Do you think any of them know each other? Pick two people near each other. Watch them interact. Do you think they've met before? Maybe they fucked last night? Did I tell you to look away? I'm not even there and I know you looked away. Don't be shy, baby. Watch them. Imagine them naked, their hands caressing each other in all the right places. What if that was us? Where would we be touching each other? Maybe that little spot at the nape of your neck. Lightly running my fingertips over it before placing a soft kiss over that sensitive spot. I know you love that. Or my hand resting on your knee, slowly inching up your thigh, reaching the hem of your skirt, and gradually pushing it up. Now I'm just picturing you, surrounded by all those people, blushing so hard. It's quite cute, actually. I wish I could see the effect my voice is having on you. I wish I could see how you're probably looking around, making sure no one is staring at you. Let them stare, baby. I want them to see just how dirty my girl is. Are you biting your lip? You do that a lot, and it drives me fucking wild. You're probably twirling your head around your index finger, or playing with your fingers, or pressing your thighs together as tight as you can. I love this. Baby, just the thought of you listening to this in public has gotten my cock so hard. I hope you're okay with it, but I started playing with myself. Not like you have much of a say, so at the moment. I love the thought of you getting all worked up on your way home. I love being that little voice whispering all sorts of naughty things to you. Now, if you really don't feel comfortable doing this, you can stop this audio. I won't be upset, I promise. But if you're feeling up to it, keep listening. Please keep listening. Remember the day before I left for my trip? How I asked you to be waiting at the door for me, naked and kneeling with your head down? You were such a good girl for me, sweetheart. I came home, and there you were, right as I had told you to be. You didn't even look up at me when I came inside. I closed the door, turned around, and told you to take out my cock. You were so obedient for me, and you did as you were told. You slowly undid my belt and slid down my jeans and my boxers and took my cock down your throat. Let me guess. You just licked your lips, didn't you? You always do that before you suck my cock. And fuck, I love it. Your mouth felt so good wrapped around me, baby. No one can suck my cock like you do. And I mean that. I told you to look up at me while you slid your gorgeous lips slowly up and down my shaft, and you wiggled your ass ever so slightly to let me know that you wanted me to fuck you. I tangled my hand in your hair and pulled you down further on my cock. I wasn't done with you just yet. But be careful, baby doll. Someone might see your reactions. back to the story. How fucking your face felt so damn good. That little spark when the tip of my cock hit the back of your throat. Fuck. I be addicted to that. You looked up at me again, wiggled your ass, and batted your eyelashes. I almost came right then. I knew I had to fuck that tight little pussy right then. I pulled you to your feet and led you to the bedroom. I was going to throw you on the couch and have my way with you, but I didn't want to be too rough with you that night. I needed to savor you, your beauty, your body, your scent. I just needed to have you in the purest way possible. ironic. What you're doing right now is very impure, darling. I'm not sure how much longer I can tell the story before I come. Oh, fuck, baby. All these thoughts and memories about you just drive me wild. Do you remember how I fucked you? How I told you to get on all fours on the bed and push your ass out? Fuck, you looked so good. I couldn't waste any time. I positioned myself behind you, lined my cock up with your soaking wet pussy, and slid right in. That moan you let out. Fuck. And the way you pushed back against me. The way you screamed for me. That's the sound that's been stuck in my head all week, baby. Fuck. Baby, I've gotta stop. I can't come right now. I don't wanna rush this. I'll be out in just, 10 minutes. Just give me a minute. I have the slightest feeling you're pouting now, aren't you? You're too cute. But I need to wait, and you'll figure out why later, baby. I believe you should be almost home by now, yes. I bet you were having fun, weren't you? Nod your head for me, beautiful. It's fine if someone sees you. Just an innocent little nod for me. Good girl. Now, there's a little surprise waiting for you at home. But I need you to prepare. Just some little things. One, before you walk in the front door, make sure your hair is down. If you pulled it up for work, I need you to take it down for me. Two, once you walk inside, I need need you to take your panties off and leave them by the door. If you need to take your jeans off first, that's fine. But put them back on and leave the panties. 3. I need you to go in the kitchen and look what's on the table. Then, kneel in front of the table and wait. Can you remember all that, baby? I think you can. Be ready in 10 minutes. I love you, sweetheart.